Luis Braga su Radio Papesse.
I am Luis Braga. I'm from Brazil. I'm work in photography. I'm 53 years old. I was born in Belém, at the north. This work begins in 1988 when I was working with mixing lights and introducing some personas, people in my environment, and goes to the landscaping, especially at night, still using the artificial light in front of a little of skies and remaining daylight. This is my research. I am a photographer who likes to research and push my horizon ahead in the color. The people I used to photograph are people who lives and works and loves and dies and is in ordinary situations. There are no, I don't like carnival, I don't like Indians and crocodiles and such a, you know, stereotypes, and I don't like this. And my hometown is in the delta of the Amazon River when he meets the ocean. So I grew up there. I still live and work there. And it's very important because another stereotype is that you have to move to São Paulo or Rio de Janeiro or New York to be an author or to be a great or good photographer. I don't agree with that, because I think that intelligence and talent, it doesn't have to geography. What I see here is that I created a very personal landscape, which means that I work with inner light. What I have inside, I put outside in form of photography. So every picture tells a story that means something to me. In the festivities, this is a religion, and the day of the big procession, 1 million people in the streets. This is the festivity after the procession that I grew up seeing this and playing in this wheel. I don't know how to say it, the big wheel that has in London. That is a very cool carousel. So this is the Saint John festivity. In French, they have as the festivity of Saint John, which is in June. So they dance, they play, and in this picture, it is the kids watching, you know, the people play in a square. It's an ordinary small town, almost 20,000 people living here. Most of them are fishermen and work in agriculture. And so this is this ordinary people. There is no celebrity. I don't agree with the, you know, this portraiture of celebrity, you know, fashion. And it's a kind of fashion. It's a natural fashion. It's the way the people wear. They used to walk in and live. They don't wear shirts because it's hot. So they use shorts, short pants. So this shows you a way of living. Obvious is different than Europe and even in Brazil. But that's the way they are. And that's the way I think they beautiful for me. Their body, the gesture, the way they stand. It's like a little female. The man appear acting like woman. And the females, the women appear like man. It's ambiguous. It's more commentary. It looks for the people in the first sight, it's like documentary. You can look at like this, but always contains something who came from inside, that I like, that I love, and the way they stay again. And it's lazy, it's colorful. It's a small shop that sells little things, and it's a very particular kind of store. This is a man who sells popcorns in a festivity. This is the man who carrying baskets with little berries, call it acai, who people in New York used to work up, you know, to be muscle. It's a very natural food there. They never thought that would be so worldwide, you know, spread. What I can see here is always a research towards the light and the effect, always in photography. And so this is a long exposure time. The first pictures here are like snapshots, even the portraitures. They are high speed to capture. As I worked, I was enlarging the time for 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes of exposure. That captures some lights and some colors that wouldn't appear in short time exposure. That appears in the boat. You can see the hammocks moving. The people are moving here because the boat is quiet because he's in the dock, but the hammocks are moving. Actually, it's my time, inner time again. That's my souvenirs, the smells, the tastes, the childhood, you know, some memories that always have something about memory in my pictures. I'm not Indian, I'm not a caboclo who is the people mixing, you know, Indian and Portuguese, which is called caboclo. I'm a white man, but I grew up there and I used to see this, and this is ordinary for me. You know, the great challenge for me is to transform ordinary scenes in extraordinary scenes through the photograph and through the possibilities of expanding the light, expanding the exposure. You know, all photography, you have diaphragm and a time. There's two things. The way you do this, it allows to create your own way to speak photography. Here you can see my way to speak photography more than my hometown and this documentary you meant. So more than all this, here is the way I see photography. I asked my wife to bring my tripod in the days, tomorrow and the other day I will take pictures, because I felt this, this Venetian lights that makes me, you know, feel like photography here. Not the San Marcos Square, but you know, the place that nobody looks at. I want to take pictures when nobody used to look at. There was a time in photography that some photographers, and especially some of them are great names in photography panorama, they used to apply some effects like solarization, polarization, some effects in darkroom to seem painting, to look like painting, or to like mix technique. I don't work like this. What I I don't know if the word is correct. What I assume is that I paint with light. I like to paint with the light. That's it. This paper we choose, I think it's very, very good for this kind of photography, which is Hahnemühle paper, which is the German cotton paper. There is a good response of the colors and the tones and some dark tones, and you know, which I like the way he is. I don't like the glass, really. I don't like the glass because of the daylight. Because in Brazil, we don't have this summer. At this time in Brazil, it was dark, and I would have another way of looking to the pictures. But no, that's the way it is.
La musica che lega l'intervista è tratta dall'album Reconstructor di Page Attack, scaricabile sotto Creative Commons dalla net label 51 Beats. Radio Papesse è un progetto di Ilaria Gadens, Carola Haupt e Cristiano Maggi.